as we prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. If the Holy Spirit stirs in your mind and heart, and you hear that still small voice saying, you know what you just did was not pleasing to me. What you just said was totally inconsistent with my heart, my spirit, my word. You know that decision that you made concerning your taxes, or that decision that you made concerning a business enterprise, or the way you spoke to your wife, or whatever, the action that you did, what you saw on the television or the internet yesterday, the Holy Spirit speaking to you. I know He is. I know He is because He's faithful and just. And He wants us to confess our sin, not to hide it. And He's faithful and just to forgive it and cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we'll just come clean before Him. Do it today. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, also The Secret of the Lord. You don't want to miss those books, life-changing. And become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Tomorrow's Flag Day. What does the flag mean to you, if anything?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
We stand here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Aaron Klepper, who's an emergency room doctor, but he's also politically active in the state of Louisiana. And recently there was a convention there to pick the delegates to go to Tampa for the Republican National Presidential Convention, and Dr. Klepper was there. So I'm going to let Aaron tell you what happened. Hi, how are we doing tonight, Aaron? Oh, let's see. There we are. Hi, Aaron. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Well, I want you to tell our listeners what happened at this convention. First of all, were the majority of the people who attended the convention ardent Ron Paul supporters, and what happened to them?
Absolutely. The majority of the delegates at the at the Louisiana Republican Convention were Ron Paul delegates, 111 out of a total of 180, a clear majority. First, I'd like to, start by introducing myself. My name's Dr. Aaron Klepper. I'm an ER physician, and I was elected as a Louisiana delegate in the caucuses held on April 28th, where we, Ron Paul, won 111 out of 150 total delegate seats. Louisiana has a primary caucus process in electing delegates. The primary was held in March, and there are 20 delegates allocated in the primary. 10 Santorum went to Santorum. He won the primary, 5 to Romney, and 5 uncommitted. Louisiana has a total of 46 delegates they send to the National Republican National Convention that will be held in Tampa this year. So at the caucus, Ron Paul delegates, 111 out of 150 delegates. That was held April 28th. 2012, and the Louisiana Republican Convention was held June 2nd, 2012, a little less than 2 weeks ago, and at the Louisiana Republican Convention, about, a day before, the Republican Party of Louisiana Executive Committee, they sent out 16 pages of new supplemental rules that were to be the permanent rules for the Republican the convention to be held the next day.
Well, now, basically, who changed the rules?
The rules, Dr. Stan, were changed by the Republican Executive Committee. And
they have the right to do that, or don't they have to be voted on by the people?
They have to be voted on by the Republican Central Committee, and they never were, and that's in their own laws. These 16 pages of supplemental rules that were to be the permanent rules for the Republican convention held on June 2nd were supposed to be approved by the Republican Central Committee, and they never were.
Well, now, were the majority of the people on the Central Committee, Republican Central Committee?
Yeah, this is the Republican Central Committee.
Were they Ron Paul supporters or were they his opponents?
There were some Ron Paul supporters in the Republican Central Committee. In fact, Deb, our chairman of the convention, Henry Herford, he's a Ron Paul supporter, and he was our first chairman that we had elected. And so, yeah, there's members of the Republican Central Committee, Louisiana, that are Ron Paul supporters. But the executive committee who implemented these supplemental rules, they had, you know, they have to get those rules approved by the Republican Central Committee before they become the rules for the convention. And there were not, there were probably few to none in Ron Paul supporters in the executive committee, Dr. Stan.
Well, that we'll be back in just a moment here. So much for democracy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
And our guest is Dr. Aaron Klepper, and he has attended this meeting, which was to establish the delegates who were then to go to the Republican convention in Tampa in August. But basically, of course, the day before the meeting, the executive committee abandoned all the rules that have been used for 150 years, Robert's Rules of Orders, and came up with a new set of rules. And, of course, basically, they had their personnel on the executive committee, and they had four or five members on the executive committee. The rules were never, which were supposed to have then been ratified by the central committee, the whole central committee, but they were never submitted to them. They were just simply adopted by a couple of people who wanted to block Ron Paul's influence there among the elected delegates in Louisiana. So basically, they threw out the Robert's Rules of Order. They simply did they appoint 30 members, and were they mostly Romney supporters?
Yeah, they were some Santorum and some Romney supporters that were in that 30 that were selected by the Central Committee.
And then, of course, they demanded that everybody be forced to sign a pledge that they would vote for either Romney or Santorum if they were committed to them on the first vote, and if not, they would be cited for criminal activity and have to pay a fine. These were all new rules. Where did they come from?
Yeah, these new rules came from, the 16 pages of supplemental rules came from the Republican Executive Committee of Louisiana. And they were the permanent rules for the convention. And after everyone seated at the convention, and we had prayer, and we had had Pledge of Allegiance, and we began the convention, Alex Helwig, he was elected by a majority at the Rules Committee the day before, went up to submit his report, and Roger Villar would not let him submit his report, and he had the police remove him from the convention. This is an elected delegate that was removed from the convention by the police that was elected chairman of the Rules Committee the day before. And so he was given a ticket, and he was removed from the convention. And so at that time, 111 of the 180 delegates, 111 Ron Paul delegates, clearly more than 100 if you watch any of the videos online, and you can do that if you just Google Louisiana Republican Convention, and you can clearly see there's well over 100 delegates that are Ron Paul delegates, the clear majority of the convention. We turned our seats around 180 degrees, Dr. Stan, and faced away from the podium where Roger Villery and the other members of the executive committee were sitting, and we elected a chairman for the convention with the majority, and we elected Henry Herford, was elected as our majority chairman. He's a member of the Republican Central Committee, and he knows parliamentary procedure very well, and so he began as our chairman, and at that time, as a speaker, we set up a mic in the back, and as that mic was being set up, he talked for about 10 seconds on the mic, and Roger Villery had him removed from, told the police to have him removed from the convention, and, four or five police tried to remove him from the convention, and, from then on, they laid him down in the ground, and had to more police came and firemen came and took him to the hospital, and he was given two tickets there. In the meantime, we elected another chairwoman for the convention. Her name was Connie Bernard.
But now, wait a minute, you have the majority of the people. Is
right.
That right?
That's exactly
they,
right,
they really
Dr.
They don't
Sands.
Care about majority rule. This is all about power and about certainly you represented the vast majority of the people in Louisiana, but the Romney people were intent upon getting all the votes. Is that the way it really was?
Yeah, the Republican Executive Committee of Louisiana, they did not want Ron Paul having the majority of delegates going to Tampa, and they still don't want that.
Don't you have the majority of duly elected? Isn't a majority going?
We have 27 out of 46 right now. Our slate has been submitted,
There's only 46 who'll be going to Tampa.
Right.
That right?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
All right, and you have 27 of them.
We have 27, and so it looks like that will go before the contest committee, which is in Tampa, the Republican National Committee, and they'll determine, you know, exactly how many. It might not be for a couple weeks before, from my understanding. Now, really, no one really knows for sure, but 27 delegates have, Ron Paul delegates out of the 46 has been submitted, but we won't know probably till a couple weeks before, you know, whether or not, you know, exactly how many will be going.
Well, why not? Can they just say, well, we don't like it because we're Romney people and we don't want Ron Paul to have any delegates? I mean, how do they do this?
They, you know, they need to follow, you know, representative government, and, you know, that's,
But yeah. These people don't believe in representative government. It's all about power. And we don't know how many other states they pull these games in. I said there's a great deal to suggest that Ron Paul has won a number of states, and they simply pull the similar tricks in all of those states. And what really disturbs me is that Ron Paul has not spoken out against this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of different shenanigans in, you know, on various states. You know, I've sort of followed it, you know, throughout the process. And, you know, and, in, you know, the Republican, Louisiana Republican Convention, you know, you saw, you know, in raw form, a lot of the, with the new supplemental rules and, trying to, you know, whittle, Ron Paul's delegates down to less than a majority. And, so it, you know, it's very, and not, no leaders have really, you know, have spoken out. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, supposed to be representative government, you know, where, and no party leaders have spoken out, Dr. Stan.
Aaron, you realize this is all about power. These people are not interested in democracy. These people are not interested in democratic rule or majority rule. It is simply all about power and making sure that the people from the establishment who control both political parties are able to get Tweedledum and Tweedledee nominated.
Yeah, they, you know, it was, I hope someone, you know, some party leaders in Louisiana come out and speak out and say, hey, this wasn't done right, and we went way too far, and, you know, at least, you know, stick their neck out some and say, hey, because they need to follow representative government, and they haven't done it here. And, you know, Bobby Jindal, who he support our governor, supporting the party leaders in this manner. And as you know, Dr. Stan, he is a Rhodes Scholar. You are, being an expert on Carol Quigley, you're considered by the authority on Rhodes Scholars, or one of them anyway.
All right. Now, what did the governor do?
Well, he said he supports the party leaders in this manner. And he's supporting the minority convention, if you want to call it that. He's not supporting the majority, the delegates that were elected delegates at the Louisiana Republican Convention.
Well, I think that you need to get that information out far and wide and end his political career and point out that he simply is a dishonest crook like so many of the other Republican that were elected, and specifically those who are Rhodes Scholars, who are followers of a Cecil Rhodes' dream of a new world order under a ruling elite. It's amazing how often Rhodes Scholars get into key positions.
Yeah, it is, Dr. Stan. You pointed that out, you know, many times, and, you know, Carol Quigley's readings, and you know, I'm happy to match in, get to, and, you know, sort of help me in some of my studies here on Carol Quigley and what's really going on.
Well, for those of you who haven't read Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time by Professor Quigley, and his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Anglo-American Establishment was suppressed for 32 years. Carol Quigley could never get any, mainline publisher to publish it. It was eventually published after his death, and I tracked down the man who got the manuscript. I know it's accurate because most of it was among Professor Quigley's papers at Georgetown when I went through them, And this man, who eventually got the book published some years after Carol Quigley died, was afraid to come on my program. He had all sorts of excuses, but it was very obvious he feared for his life to come onto the program and admit he had published this very important book called The Anglo-American Establishments, which we carry. Tragedy and Hope was probably suppressed for 4 or 5 years, and the only reason it's available at all is somebody turned out a pirate edition of it. Professor Quigley wanted these people sued, and of course the people who bought him, Macmillan Publishing, really were afraid to. They did not want to call attention to the book, so they steadfastly refused to actually sue the people who had plagiarized the book. They had no right to do it, but they did, and eventually, of course, the people who'd done it opposed Professor Quigley and said, look, the Macmillan will never republish your book. We'll give you $3 a copy. Give us the right to publish it. And that's what happened. And that was what was done until Professor Quigley died. And then, of course, it was a fight between Professor Quigley's wife and his mistress over the rights to the book. And it was given to three professors, two of whom died. And the third one refused, of course, to have anything to do with it and never challenged the fact that the book was republished. And it's one of the most important books, really, because it goes into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to bring about a world government. That secret society which today controls both the Democrat and the Republican Party. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty with Aaron Klepper, who actually attended the convention and saw the shenanigans they used.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And so basically, of course, what's going to happen is there are going to be four or five delegates that will be for Santorum, and there'll be five or six that'll be for Romney. Then so there'll be 27 pledged for Romney.
27. But some of those, as I understand, will have to be, you know, bound to Santorum or Romney. So they're trying to fix that. But, you know, all the whole process was done, by the rule of law, by Louisiana supplemental rule, by the Louisiana Central Committee rules. So, 27 Ron Paul delegates, 10 Santorum, 5 Romney, and the rest the executive committee. And Ron Paul will send his delegates. Again, some of those will be in slots that will be Santorum or Romney. So they're trying to release that, make it so they're unbound, so you can vote wherever you want. But we'll just have to see, Dr. Steen.
Well, I'll basically have similar things happen in the other states. You see, we really don't know because the media is controlled. We don't know what's going on across America, and we haven't got the true story of what happened in Louisiana till we heard it from you. What's happened in the other states? Have you got any knowledge about that?
Well, they had been trying to work getting an affidavit similar to what they had in Louisiana, in Massachusetts. They were working on something there a few weeks ago. I had read an article about it, and I sort of did a little surfing on the internet when I heard about the affidavit in Louisiana that was coming up. But there's a lot of different, stories in all the different states that, what happened and, what didn't happen. And it gets confusing. It gets confusing to anyone following it. And I think that's, part of what they want, Dr. Stan. To be confusing and really to wear you down.
Well, how do we know that they counted the votes correctly here in California? Why supposedly 90% of the people voted for Romney? I just don't believe that. And only 10% for Ron Paul. How do we know that they're counting the votes honestly? How do we know that the voting machines aren't rigged? How do we know anything about that which goes on other than what we read in the newspapers?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, and the delegate process, at least, here in Louisiana, we counted votes by hand, and we had representatives there watching that at the Louisiana caucus, so we know that it was legitimate. I could watch it, through the window as our representative stood there, and Ron Paul, representative, and they counted the votes, paper ballots by hand. So, but in the primaries where they use the machines, you just don't know for sure. And, there is, some doubt there.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, all of these electronic machines can be rigged. That's why they put them in. That's why we had all that propaganda about hanging chads back there. What was it? In 2008, it was 2004. And all we heard night after night was hanging chads, hanging chads, hanging chads. And now that was, of course, the election between Al Gore and George Bush. Now, why did they do that? Well, because they wanted an excuse to bring in the electronic voting machine so they could certainly rig everything. And that's, I believe, what they've done. I've talked to people who know about the voting machines. I've talked to people who are experts on it. And they say that any and all electronic voting machines can be rigged. And there's no way that you are allowed to check this out. In fact, my understanding is many places, they won't even allow you to check and find out if they are rigged. The whole idea is just trust us. And I would like to say, why should we trust the electoral system? What we need is paper ballots that can be counted and recounted, and we need people there who are looking to make sure it's done honestly. Do you have the same feeling, Aaron?
Yeah, I have that same feeling. It's best if best ballots are paper ballots, and I believe that's what they should go back to.
All right, fine. Now, do they have the paper ballots there in Louisiana?
We use machines in the primary process, and but we use the paper ballots, in the caucus, and you can actually see the paper ballots, and you have representatives there. That's a much better process than these machines that count the ballots. I believe there's a book written called Voter Fraud.
Right.
That was a very good book written on the subject. I'm blanking on the guy's last name that wrote it.
And basically, we actually have a DVD, a DV kit, her experience running here in California, and experience the same sort of a process, voter fraud. And if you haven't listened to DV's talk, she gave me one of our conventions here in Santa Cruz. It is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. What if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Do you think that they'd be dishonest enough to rig the votes?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Dr. Aaron Klepper, an emergency room physician from Louisiana, who was a delegate to the convention and will be one of the delegates to the convention in Tampa, Florida. But, of course, we're talking about voter fraud. Now, they certainly have fraudulent elections all throughout the world. Why should we think that we wouldn't have fraudulent elections here? We have a DVD done by DB Kidd, who ran for assembly here in the state of California on voter fraud. And, of course, it was very obvious there was fraudulent elections. There are a number of books written on the fraudulent process. And, of course, that's why we have the electronic voting machines. You are not allowed to check them, and you are not allowed to make sure that the elections are done fairly, and certainly we should be having direct counting of those ballots by hand, not running through a machine, because you can rig the machines. Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Remember, our freedom rests, first of all, upon following the Constitution. We don't follow the Constitution anymore. Most people don't even know what the Constitution says, or the fact that we are not a democracy. We were formed as a republic, and of course, too, that they, instance after instance, where there's been voter fraud. For instance, George Bush won the election in 2008 because he carried Ohio. They did, of course, exit polls all across the nation, and they were very accurate, except in Ohio, where John Kerry carried the state, no question at all. Only when they counted the votes, George W. Bush won. And there were a number of instances where people were actually sent to prison because of voter fraud in Ohio. Not a word of that in the controlled media. Now, why didn't John Kerry, of course, contest the 2008 presidential election? Why? Because he was a member of the same secret society as George W. Bush. George W. Bush, the Republican candidate, was running against it from the Skull and Bone Society, was certainly running against John Kerry, the Democrat candidate from the Republican Party, from the Democratic Party. And when both men were asked by Tim Russert on CBS, of course, about the secret society they belong to, both men gave the same answer. It's so secret, we can't discuss it. And then, of course, we remember what happened to Tim Russert. Well, let's go to Victoria, who's calling us from Benton City in Washington. And if you're out there across America and you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Victoria.
Hi. Washington, well, Eastern Washington held their caucus on a Saturday, and I didn't even hear it posted on the radio or TV or anything. So I set out in the morning on a Saturday, and I started asking people around Kennewick, Washington, where we go to caucus. And absolutely nobody I asked knew where to caucus. And finally, I came up to one person, and they were like, well, I think it's over at the arena, the Toyota Arena. So I got over there. There was no signs anywhere. There was no signs at all in Kennewick as to where you're supposed to vote. And I finally got there about 2 or 3 o'clock is when I found it. And when I walked in, they said that it was over, and I was like, what? And they said, you're just finally getting here. And they looked at me like I was, just stupid or something. And I said, well, people have to work. And I didn't even know where to come. I couldn't find anybody that even knew where to come. And they said, well, we opened up at 9 and closed at 11. And so it was just 2 hours on a Saturday morning when people had to work that it was held open for people to come and vote. And they looked at me and told me that they did what they needed to by law. And I talked to my pastor about it, and he said, you know, he was well aware of what was going on, and he said he had heard that the Rick Santorum party was going to do something about it and take it to court, but nothing ever came out of it. But I knew that it was,
Well, Victoria, what you're going to have to do is not wait until it happens, but be prepared for it ahead of time, get some other people with you, and let people know that you're very distressed by only having the polls open for 2 hours. I can't believe it.
2 hours. Right. And they looked at me like I was stupid for showing up around 2 or 3. And nobody, from what I heard, they had put one commercial on. They just did whatever it was by law. And I knew that they wanted Mitt Romney to get all the votes.
You're absolutely right, Victoria. It's all, you sort of go through the actions, you know. It's like smoke and mirrors. You give the impression you have representative government. You don't. You have an elected group determines our policies. We have bipartisan foreign policy. It's a term they use all the time. Bipartisan foreign policy, what does that mean? It means that both political parties have the same globalist foreign policy and support the wars and support the empire and support the fact that we have our troops in 130 nations, that we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. Why do we need 800 to 900 military bases? Are we defending ourselves against communist China? Because if we are, why we're giving them all sorts of money and lending them money and building up their economy and giving them all of our military secrets. In fact, much of our military equipment is actually manufactured in communist China today. We don't even have the facilities to actually build it here. We have drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells in Russia that made them the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world. Are we defending ourselves against Russia? It's all a fraud, and you've just got to help us get the information out, Victoria. It's all about an empire. It's all about world government, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for letting me have a voice, because I've been stewing over it.
All right, fine, buddy. That's what we're here for. So just keep right on listening and let others know. And before the next election, before the election in November, you find out where it is ahead of time and make sure.
It usually comes in the mail. See, that's the thing, is that it's always around here in our area. All our ballots come in the mail, and that was the first time that it didn't come in the mail. They just decided to do it different, and I know that was just part of the plan.
Right. Well, I'm sure that they have their plans. They always scheme. The way it works is we win, you lose. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, once again, our telephone number, 464-8295, 1-800-544-8927, or here in the central part of California at 464-8295. Erin, do you have any comment at all on what Victoria was saying?
Yeah, she just needs to stay involved and stay on top of things and know where those caucus locations are and the times and get involved and let her and her friends and family and others that, you know, think like her know keep them up to date on where the caucus locations are and get involved.
Amen to that. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Erica from Michigan, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, listening to this all, I understand I see as a means of restoring accountability here. Would be to, this is my plan, to go to the county council meeting, and they are elected by the taxpayers who pay their salaries. That's a contract. The sheriff is elected, and his salary is paid by the electorate taxpayers. That's a contract. So people are going to have to show up and demand that, for instance, I envision at the voting site there should be sheriff deputies there alongside, you know, people from the precinct who volunteer to count the votes. So if I'm a volunteer counter, then I do a counting, and then the sheriff deputy next to me, he verifies it.
Okay, fine. Well, you're going to have to try to get that sort of introduced to your area. That may be a very good way to do it, Eric. But you're going to have to find a means of getting people to back you, and they have to know there's a problem. Most people don't even realize there's a problem because over half of our population doesn't even bother to vote, and most people honestly believe we are a democracy. You don't even understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, and but I certainly agree we need a much more efficient means so we can be sure we have an honest vote. But thank you so much. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Aaron Sote, where do you go from here?
Well, you know, we're going to have, hopefully have, 27 Ron Paul delegates go to Tampa, you know, from Louisiana. And we'll have, you know, quite a few delegates there, hopefully, you know, 20-25% at least, and maybe more. And we're going to be there, you know, educating, you know, those that are there and all the other delegates. I think a lot of the other delegates just hadn't heard, hadn't been taught, hadn't been doing their reading and doing their homework and, you know, staying on top of what's going on and don't have the insight that, particularly the Ron Paul delegates have. They really, they've been educating themselves and they know what's going on, you know, internationally. They understand, and most important of all, they understand the U.S. Constitution. I understand that gold and silver, you know, needs to be legal tender again to, you know, help do these, you know, correct these economic problems that are, you know, coming out like a tidal wave upon us. And, you know, they seem to understand that better than anyone, the Ron Paul delegates. And hopefully, you know, the more Romney and Santorum delegates they can talk to there, and maybe they can, you know, convince them. If they don't, you know, at least plant the seed and get them to begin to, you know, learn to understand.
I hope you'll get them started listening to Radio Liberty. My understanding is, of course, that Ron Paul won in Nevada, that he won in Alaska, that he won in a number of states, but we're never going to hear this on the national news because the national news is controlled. Certainly, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, they have a stranglehold on newspapers across America, on the major news magazines, on the major networks, certainly on the major publishing houses. In fact, certainly, if you read the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bechdikian, he's a liberal a college professor from the University of California, and he says that 90-95% of the media in America is controlled by 5 or 6 major corporations. Now, he thinks, of course, that the capitalists, the wicked capitalists, own the media because he's a liberal. And then, of course, most conservatives think that the liberals control the press. And they're both groups are wrong. The press is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly we can certainly look at the 6 major corporations, and they would be AOL, Time Warner, and then they would be Bertelsmann, a German corporation, ties into the CFR, Viacom, that controls CBS, and they all have vast media empires. The Disney, which controls ABC, a GE, which controlled NBC, they sold it to Comcast, and now Comcast is putting in cables into every home across America so that they can, supposedly for broadband TV, but it's really so they can monitor and listen to what we do. And certainly it's wonderful to have a portable little laptop computer, iPhone, iPod, and you can actually click that on, look in the screen, talk to somebody halfway across the country, and actually see them because they have a little camera built in. And then, of course, they, at the other end, can actually watch you and see you and certainly listen to what you say. But remember, the people who are monitoring everything can hear both your conversations, and every television or I should say internet communication, every email, every telephone conversation, every iPod conversation, they're all put onto electronic disks and kept permanently. They're gone over by a computer looking for keywords. This has been going on, of course, it's been going ahead, has nothing to do with terrorism, was going on long before we ever had a threat of terrorism. It's something called Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Go up on the internet and simply type that into your Google search engine. Project Echelon, and there's a book out called Big Brother is Watching You, written by our friend Terry Cook. And basically, this has been around 20 or 30 years. Has nothing to do with terrorism. They simply want to have electronic files on everything you write, everything you say, everything you're watching. They want to be able to monitor every citizen in America. And then, of course, we have a number of dossiers. Certainly the Office of Homeland Security has a dossier on you. The CIA has a dossier on you. The FBI does. DARPA does. And probably a couple of other intelligence agencies. And they correlate them all in fusion centers. F-U-S-I-O-N. Go to your internet search engine and type in fusion centers. You'll find them all across the nation. Type in YouTube, and basically you can see Jesse Ventura's program. They have the fusion centers all across America where they can correlate your dossiers from DARPA, from the CIA, from the FBI, and so they have all of these dossiers on all the American citizens. This is not happening by accident. It's a long-range plan to a dictatorship. What are your parting thoughts, Aaron?
My parting thoughts are that, the Ron Paul delegates are going to go to Tampa and be positive, and we're going to try to educate as many of the Romney and Santorum delegates as we can while we're there, and do the best we can and support the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is the law of the land, and when any elected official raises their hand, they take an oath to it and to nothing else. So they need to support that.
I hope you will give us a report when you get back. So
I will, Dr. Stan.
Hang on, though, just a moment or two, and we'll be back to wrap up the program. You hang on there.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African bark, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mann.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening, Dr. Aaron Klepper. That's two A's, A-A-R-O-N, Klepper, and he's an emergency room physician. And, of course, just telling us about all the shenanigans and dishonest techniques used in Louisiana. But they did it all across America. And the fact you haven't read about it in the majority of the newspapers or heard about it on the majority of the radio programs or television is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. And so we hope that you'll certainly want to listen to our programs on a regular basis and help us to get the information out, because there really is a degree of control that, where we have rigid control over the access to information here in the United States. Well, certainly one place you'll get an entirely different slant is at our website, RadioLiberty.com. We encourage you to go there, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our television programs, you can listen to our radio programs, you can read our newsletters, you can certainly see the section on the occult emblems that we have. Basically, these satanic emblems that go back maybe even 3 or 4 thousand years, because this is an age-old struggle against humanity. And, of course, they're explained there. You see these emblems every day and you don't recognize them. There's another section on our website about other videos on the Internet. And certainly, you can certainly go to, if you have any questions, go up in your search engine and look up Jesse Ventura, YouTube for Jesse Ventura. He has a whole series of wonderful, wonderful films up there from his radio programs he's done in the past about going to the background of the secret societies and how they permeate every aspect of our society. You really need to read Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. The Hope of the Wicked. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. Do you say, how could there be secret societies? After all, there are secret societies. I would have learned about them in school. I would have certainly been told about them in church. I would have certainly hear about it and certainly from others. And the truth of the matter is, the reason they're secret is because they permeate every aspect of our society, and their agents dominate the upper echelons of the military. They control the banking system. They control our corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties. They've infiltrated the upper echelons of our educational system, of our religious organizations, and they control the media. And for that reason, most people have little idea what's going on. But certainly, I hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked, and that you read them both through very carefully. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, you should get D.B. Kidd's DVD on voter fraud. D.B. actually ran for state assembly here in California. And she tells, of course, what happened in her race. It was obviously the whole thing was rigged. But who are you going to complain to? Are you going to complain to the government? Certainly they're not going to investigate the corruption. because, of course, the politicians who've been elected by the frauds in the process control the governmental process. We have a few places where you can get a fair trial, but few and far between. And so many of our judges have compromised their principles because they like being judges. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, and of course we encourage you to go there to look at our material, to read our newsletters, and then of course we ask you to pray for America. So pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you can help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be those views of Professor Walter Block, who's written a wonderful book about Ron Paul. Professor Block, are you there? Well, let's see. I don't know why we're not getting him through. Professor Block, are you there? I'm going to, I'm not sure. Oh, he's on line three. There we are. Professor Block, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your being with us. And
my pleasure.
Professor Block has a degree in economics. He teaches at Loyola University. He is at the, he's about my age, so he's getting on in years, but he's been around for a long time, certainly looking into what's happening economically. And he has written a very praiseworthy book of Ron Paul, because Professor Block is a libertarian, and of course Ron Paul is a libertarian, and both men believe in our form of government, our limited form of government, which was established so men could be free. People actually believe that we can have a government that can provide whatever we need, although, but they have forgotten that any government can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have, because government has no money of its own. And so if they can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, it's got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. But we never teach that in schools. I suspect that Professor Block does. But I don't think that most economists really really put forward these ideas that government has no money. And if it's going to provide for the people, it's got to be able to take from the people. But certainly, what attracts you to Ron Paul, Professor? Certainly, you have written an entirely book, certainly on Ron Paul and his presidential bid in the year 2012. Why don't you tell us how you feel about him, why you're supporting him, and why this is such an important election?
Well, let me start with thanking you for having me on your show again. And I think you're absolutely right when you say that the university system is almost a totally owned subsidiary of the left. There are very, very few libertarian professors. And one of the reasons that I love Ron Paul, and there are many, many, is that when he goes to a college campus, he'll get 10,000 kids screaming, end the Fed, and Ron Paul for president, and Austrian economics, and things like that. It's just magnificent. Whereas, you know, I've got a PhD, so I've been a student for many, many years, and I'm now 70 years old, and I've been a professor since I was, I don't know, about 28 or so, so I've been a professor for quite a while. And I can tell you that you're absolutely right that very, very few professors agree with liberty, constitutionalism, limited government, private property. So one of the many, many reasons that I just revere Dr. Paul is because we need him in academia. The professoriate is very, very unreceptive to these ideas, and he is promoting these ideas.
Why do so many of the young people who go to liberal colleges embrace these ideas of libertarianism? They don't learn this in college, do they?
No, I'm just amazed. I mean, every time I get a new freshman class, they're all filled with, you know, people before profits, and profits are evil, and capitalism sucks, and, you know, the way they would put it. So I'm just amazed that he is able to attract young people. He's got some sort of magic power or something. I don't
know. Well, I don't care what it is. I'm glad he has it. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
ask Professor Block to explain libertarianism, and he says basically the whole idea is to keep your mitts off of somebody else and let people do with their property what they want to. And as he points out, most people would agree with that philosophy. I mean, basically, of course, they are civil to one another, and they don't go around stealing what the other people have, except when it comes to government. And then they think that if somebody has something and the government wants that, as long as the majority vote to take it away, they can. And that the majority of the people want to tax certain groups more, like we're having a vote here in California where they're going to increase the taxes on millionaires. It won't affect most of the people. And right now, it looks like at least the polls show that the majority of the people here are quite willing to raise the taxes on millionaires because, of course, they're not millionaires and it's not going to affect them. So they think the government has the right to steal the money from the millionaires because they have it without, of course, realizing what will happen. Is the millionaires that just leave the state, and as they found in England, when they increased the taxes on wealthy people up over 50%, why, of course, the amount of money the government collected went down. It didn't go up because the rich people figured ways of not paying taxes. But, of course, this whole idea that as long as it's done by majority rule, it's all right to take from one group to give to another. Would that be a fair analysis?
Not only fair, but beautifully put. I couldn't put it better myself. I think that's a magnificent way to put it. Yes, certainly.
All right.
And that's pretty much what my book, Ron Paul for President in 2012, Yes to Ron Paul and Liberty, that's what the book is all about, is trying to defend and explain what Ron Paul is doing to promote just that very doctrine that you so brilliantly mentioned.
And, of course, Ron Paul is a libertarian, but he also has a number of other issues. He talks about our Constitution. He talks about the Federal Reserve System and banking, which most people really don't understand. He abhors, he's against the bipartisan foreign policy of having wars throughout the world to expand America's influence, and this whole idea of globalism, and that's what the wars are all about. So why are we fighting over there in Iraq? Well, we had to go into Iraq because they're weapons of mass destruction. We killed 1 million people. And then George Bush said, oh, shucks, I'm so sorry, I was wrong, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction. 1 million people are dead. Where's the outcry from our conservative leaders? Where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? Where's the outcry from our Jewish leaders? Well, a few of our Jewish leaders are speaking out against this, but most people are simply, as long as it's not their wife or their child who's been massacred and butchered, they're not concerned about it. And that's really what concerns me. But Ron Paul is certainly against all these wars. But you pick up the story there, Professor.
Exactly. Ron, you know, the golden rule is perhaps one of the basic elements of Judeo-Christianity. And Ron Paul in the South Carolina debate said that we should use the golden rule. We shouldn't do to other people what we wouldn't want to be done to ourselves. And these people booed him. And I was just amazed and appalled. Well, not so amazed because I knew them for what they are, but the golden rule is sort of the essence of civilization. It's not perfect, but you know, you don't want people to do you don't want to do to other people what you wouldn't want them to do to you. So Ron Paul is forever saying, well, suppose the Brazilians or the Chinese or the Martians, for that matter. I'm putting words in his mouth. I don't think he ever used the Martians. But suppose they took over our country or they set up military bases here because we have weapons of mass destruction. We do, but it would be certainly unjustified for any other country, Brazil or China or Liechtenstein or any other country to do what we've done. We've got, 800 military bases in 130 different foreign countries, and they call it defense? No, Ron Paul favors defense. He just doesn't favor offense. Right now, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, is having their finals between Oklahoma City and Miami. And whenever it's a home team and the other team has got the ball, all the 18,000 spectators are screaming, defense, defense. They can distinguish between defense and offense. But when it comes to politics, somehow the U.S. can do no wrong. Whatever the U.S. military does must be right. We have to support our troops. And Ron Paul says, yes, let's support our troops, but let's get them back to defense. Let's not let them be imperialist countries running amok, running other people's lives. We don't have to bring freedom and liberty to other people. And he talks about blowback. He got into a little kerfuffle with Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, then of New York City. And Ron Paul said that the reason for 9/11 is they were here because we were there. And Giuliani said, I'm shocked. I've never heard of such a crazy theory. But this is true. If you go sticking sticks in the hornet's nest all around the world, don't be surprised if a couple of hornets come back and want to bite you. Because if that was done to us by any other country, Americans would be very upset. We'd be very cranky that the foreign soldiers are patrolling our streets.
Well, I certainly think that so many of the things he talks about are so logical. But the thing is that we cannot afford these wars. I said that the current wars cost us $1 trillion. I mean, certainly we've actually, Ron Paul, pardon me, George Bush, I think it gave us about a $4 trillion deficit in 8 years. Barack Obama has given us a $5.5 trillion deficit in 3.5 years. And of course, there is no reason to continue these wars. Certainly, I do not blame Barack Obama for starting the wars, but I certainly blame Barack Obama for continuing needless and senseless wars.
And he also started the Libyan war, and he increased the Afghan presence. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, I think, a week or so after he became president. We don't understand that.
Well, I think it was all show business. I think most of what goes on today is all smoke and mirrors, and is all done to actually to build up Barack Obama's the concept that he is a world leader and is a peacemaker. How could you possibly get the Nobel Peace Prize for peace within a few weeks of becoming the president of the United States? What was the basis for that? Absolutely none. But so many of these awards are given today simply as a vehicle of entertainment for the American people. You got to keep idle minds busy. Well, let's talk a little bit about certainly Ron Paul and the economic situation, because we are headed for, in my estimation, a total collapse. There's no way you can continue spending. 43 cents out of every dollar has to be borrowed. So we spend a dollar and 43 cents of it we're having to borrow, and we're borrowing it from ourselves or we're borrowing it from other countries. But you can't certainly borrow your way into prosperity. You can't spend your way into prosperity. Where is this all going to end up? You're an economist, a professor. Where does it, what's happened to past civilizations where they amass such massive debt?
Well, you're quite right. The fall of the Roman Empire, the fall of Great Britain, which used to be the world's leading country. We're heading down that path. We're spending like drunken sailors. I don't mean to insult sailors, but we're killing people around the globe. If we could spend our way to prosperity, the printing press would be the main engine of productivity. All we do is crank it out and crank it out, and Zimbabwe, with its hyperinflation, would be a very rich country. Germany in 1923 would be fabulously wealthy. It's just a silly idea. Diocletian, I guess it was 300 AD or 300 BC, I'm not sure by history here, tried to sweat coins and cut out the gold of the coins, and then he had wage and price controls. None of this works. We tried it the last time in the Depression of the 30s. We had pretty much an inkling of this in 1921, but Warren G. Harding, who you don't hear about much, adopted a semi-laissez-faire policy. He didn't keep trying to exacerbate the Depression. And it was over in about, 16 or 18 months, something like that, maybe 20 months. Whereas Hoover and FDR started this Great Society or whatever they call it. I get confused as to which societies we've had. But what they did is they started taxing more and spending more, and they exacerbated the depression. And I think that that's what Obama is doing. If Ron Paul were to become president, and I think it's still possible, Mitt Romney hasn't yet won the nomination, and if Ron wins that nomination, I think he'll beat Obama very easily. Ron Paul would cut out $1 trillion of the budget in his first year and get rid of 5 departments and bring the troops home, and I think that we would have an end to the depression. But if we keep with these, what do you call it, quantitative easings, bailouts of Wall Street and bailouts of Detroit, we're headed in a very bad direction.
I certainly agree with you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, I certainly, with Professor Block, I don't want a lot of comments. If you have a question you'd like to ask him, remember he's a professor of economics at Loyola. He understands economics. He understands that libertarian philosophy, which is really the foundation of America. People have forgotten that America was founded to, and the secret of America was to limit the power of government so men could be free. And basically it is government that takes away the freedom of people. And that is why our founding fathers did not establish a democracy, they established a republic, and they limited the power of the central government of the lives of the people. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Walter Block, Professor Walter Block, Loyola. Have you retired, Professor?
Oh, no, I'm still turning away, making my students miserable at midterms and finals.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Professor Block, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was just asking about the Federal Reserve System. Now, some people say this is a privately owned central bank. Others say this is a branch of the government. What is our Federal Reserve System? How does it work? And who is it answerable to?
Well, the president appoints the head of the Fed. The president doesn't appoint the head of IBM. The president doesn't appoint the head of, the president doesn't appoint the head of General Motors, but that's not exactly true anymore. It used to be true. If the president of the United States appoints the president of X, well, then X is hardly a private entity. No, I think that the Fed is a government entity, and it's equivalent to the Sovietization of the economy. It's the central bank. It's the lender of last resort. It supports fractional reserve banking, which is a way of creating money out of thin air. And I think if we got back to our basics, gold and silver or gold standard, we would not have these terrible economic debacles. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. There are other things that create the unemployment. We have unions, which are demand higher wages, higher than productivity levels, and if the people, if the firms pay it, then they go broke, and that's why we have the area of the Northeast where a lot of companies have gone down to the South, a lot of the Rust Belt, that's what they call it, where we used to have very viable companies in the Northeast, and they all went down to Alabama and South Carolina and places like that. Because of the gigantic wages. Let me just mention fractional reserve banking. In proper banking, 100% reserve banking, if you deposit $100 in my bank, I have to keep that $100 because I've given you a demand deposit, and you can come by at any time and grab your $100 because you're giving it to me for safeguarding. But under our present system, you give me that $100, and what I do is I turn around and lend 90 of it to Joe. And now if you and Joe both come back and try to get your money, I've only got $10 and I owe 190. And there used to be $100 in circulation and now there's 190. And this is just the beginning of the cycle. So this is a fraud over which the Fed presides, if it's a better word. And I think that Ron Paul is absolutely accurate in wanting to get rid of it. Would you permit me to make not only one but two quick advertisements?
You go right ahead.
One is for my book, Ron Paul. Go buy it. It's available at Kindle and it's available at Amazon.com. The other one is an advertisement for my school, Loyola University New Orleans. We have a five-man economics department, all of whom are free market-oriented, constitutional-oriented, private property-oriented. You go to most schools, and you're going to get Keynesianism and Marxism shoved down your throat. You come to our school, and we'll give you the Keynesianism and the Marxism, too, because if you don't know it, you'll be uneducated. But we'll also tell you why it's wrong. So if you've got, in the listening audience, young people who are in high school or even in college and want to transfer, or if you've got a child or a grandchild and you don't want their minds to be perverted, as they will in most schools, come on down to New Orleans. Katrina's long gone. We're not underwater anymore. So thanks for allowing me to make those two advertisements.
Well, that's perfectly all right. In fact, the thing is that right now, of course, I think more and more people are having trouble with college. It's getting so expensive to go to college today. And we see that I think the cost of college went up 8 or 10% this year, and it's been going up progressively. When I went to college, because I went to an expensive school, the University of California, I mean, certainly my folks who were not well-to-do, they were able to afford my tuition, but basically, of course, today, the tuition is really so very expensive, and so many of the kids are, well, now they've got the loan, so all they have to do is borrow the money. They never stop and think, I borrow the money, I'm going to have to pay it back someday. And there's a lot of kids who come out of school with $50,000 to $100,000 in debt, and they can't even find a job. So is Loyola having any difficulty at all getting students? Because I know all across America, of course, there's a real problem getting young people into college or at least be able to pay for it.
Well, Loyola has a full house. We've got plenty of students. We don't have trouble attracting students. I'm afraid some of them come not for the education, but because they want to be in New Orleans.
Okay, hold that thought.
We'll be back scholarship.
And give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I'd stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, our guest is this evening is Professor Walter Block, and he's from Loyola University down there in New Orleans. And basically, before we go on, do you have a website that you'd like to tell people about? And once again, tell them how to get your book.
WalterBlock.com. Block is B-L-O-C-K, like around the block, WalterBlock.com. The way you can get the book is Kindle, I think it's $7 or $9, and Amazon, $25. It's worth it. It's a good weapon. It's almost 400 pages. So if there's a mugger that's bothering you, you take this book and smack him in the nose, he'll be regretting that he tried to mug you. I'm just kidding here. but it does have almost 400 pages of essays, attempts to support Ron Paul, to smite his intellectual enemies, to explain to the world the Ron Paul libertarian philosophy. I think it'd be a good gift, and Father's Day is coming up, so go get one for your dad.
Now, what is the name of the book again?
The name of the book is Ron Paul for President in 2012, : Yes to Ron Paul and Liberty.
All right, fine. Now, basically, because we've talked about how Ron Paul's attitude is different to many of the other people. I mean, he came up with a program to cut $1 trillion from the budget the first year and have it battle its budget within 2 or 3 years. But of course, he wanted to massively cut back on so many of the departments, the housing and department, and certainly the commerce department and the Department of Education, Department of Energy. He had 5 departments he wanted to do away with. And, of course, he certainly is trying to do something to preserve Social Security. And yet, of course, as we look and see what's happening, we have about 56 million people on Social Security today. It's costing pretty close to about $700 billion a year. Basically, we're taking in $2.2 trillion a year, so almost a third of the money that comes in has to go out to pay for Social Security. And of course, they tell us, well, we've got a Social Security fund, but there's no money in it. All there are simply are bonds. And of course, you cast those bonds in with the Treasury, but the Treasury doesn't have any money. So where does the Treasury get the money from to pay off the Social Security bonds that have been turned into them, Professor?
Well, it gets it out of thin air, and it gets it from the workers that are now working. Social Security is really a Ponzi scheme. Went to jail. I forget his name.
His name is Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff, that's right. What they ought to do is appoint him the head of Social Security, because he understands Ponzi schemes. I'm kidding, of course. When Social Security started, they paid people over 65, even though those people had never put in any money. And they took it from the people who were working. So this is exactly the definition of a Ponzi scheme. Now, Ron Paul wants to eliminate it, but he thinks that, you know, people who've been depending upon this and have been putting in for many years shouldn't be cut right off. They should be paid. But younger people should be offered a choice, that they don't have to enter Social Security. I think one of the reasons that the young people are very upset with the present situation is that they feel quite rightly that either they won't get their Social Security that they're now paying for, or they'll get it in the form of cheaper dollars, which is another way of reneging. In other words, if you lend me $100 and I don't pay you back the $100, I've canceled that debt. But if I pay it back in dollars that are only worth 10 cents, well, then I've run out of 90% of my debt. And this is what's going to happen unless we cut back. Social Security is a very vicious system. One, it's a Ponzi scheme. Another, it really breaks up the family. In the old days, before there was Social Security, if you didn't take care of grandma or grandpa, you were disgraced. Nowadays, if you take care of grandma and grandpa, you're stupid, because let the government take care of grandma and grandpa. So what it does is it breaks up the family, which is one of the things that the communists wanted to do. Now, I'm not saying that Social Security is a communist thing, but I am saying that there is a parallel between the two. Why should if people are so stupid that they can't save for their old age, why should we run them to vote? I mean, isn't that crazy? On the one hand, we say, yes, the people are sovereign. The people can be trusted to elect their leaders. And on the other hand, we say the people are so stupid that they won't put away for a rainy day. You can't have it both ways. You're contradicting yourself. If people are smart enough to have the right to vote, then they're smart enough to save for their own retirement age. And if they're so stupid that they can't save for their retirement age and they need government to help them from cradle to grave, as you said, if government is strong enough to help them from cradle to grave, the only way they're going to do it is to control them from cradle to grave. That was very well put on your point. But if they're so stupid that they can't see that they'll get old one day and that they have to put money aside for that eventuality, well, why are we letting them vote? Why don't we just have a dictator? Why don't just Obama, you know, run everything? Why do we have this facade of voting? So
well, I think our founding fathers realized what human nature is, and that if allowed to, people would eventually vote for the people who promised to give them the most, and eventually would have a dictatorship. So they established our form of government with restrictions on what the central government could do, and certainly both Social Security and Medicare are unconstitutional. But basically, of course, what they did to keep people from voting themselves into tyranny, they established a republic. People did not elect their senators. The senators to be elected by the state legislature so that the people could not vote for people who would promise to give them the moon, and then once they got into power, of course, they'd be up for sale. Certainly, the president is not elected by the people. He's elected by the Electoral College. Certainly, the nomination process for the president is done by caucuses, not by direct election. Everything was done to keep the American people from voting themselves into tyranny. And everyone, certainly, of those barriers that were put there to protect us from people out of selfishness voting away their freedom has been certainly negated by those people within, in my estimation, within the great tax-exempt foundations who have always wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. And if you doubt that, let me suggest my talk. Basically, it's my interview with Norman Dodd, the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford foundations. And what did they discover? Why, of course, they were the three great tax exempt foundations were actually pushing and financing communism and Marxism and socialism in America and throughout the world.
Let's tell you, if all they wanted to do is centralize in Washington, it wouldn't be so bad, although it would be horrible. But what they really want to do in their heart of hearts, I think, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, is they want to centralize it where? In Brussels or in New York with the UN? They want a world government. It's very bad to centralize it in Washington. It would be infinitely worse to have a world government because, and that seems to be the direction that these tax-exempt foundations are heading toward. That seems to be the direction that the professoriate is heading toward or the major media. And this would be even worse.
I agree with you totally. Right now, let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Professor Block, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dee, how is everything up there in Idaho?
Oh, well, just fine for the time being. Yeah, gentlemen, the thing I find so disheartening about the whole Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty phenomenon is I think that the greatest obstacle to his successful presidency would be the quote-unquote religious right, amongst who I hasten to add, I would include myself in that. I certainly am a safe follower of Jesus Christ, but the problem is you get deceivers like Santorum and Gingrich, which said, oh, we'll be in there until the convention, and of course they lied about both such things, and they, meanwhile, siphoning a lot of energy and votes. And there's this perception, and of course perception often is viewed as reality, that Ron Paul is anti-Semitic. So what would you say to that, Professor Block?
All right, that's a very legitimate question because, of course, Ron Paul wants to take away the $2 or $3 billion a year we give to Israel, take away foreign aid for Israel. How would you answer that?
Well, first, let me just, there are really two questions. One is the anti-Semitism, and the other is the religious right and Christianity. Ron Paul has been married to the same woman for, what, 50, 55 years? I'm not sure. He's a devout Christian, although he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't try to cash in on it. The religious right was going along with Gingrich for a while. Gingrich, I need not say, is hardly an embodiment of Christian virtues. This business of anti-Semitism, I think that that's absolute nonsense, but you're quite right that he has been criticized for doing that. First of all, Dr. Stan was correct when he said that Ron Paul would take away aid, foreign aid to Israel of some $3 billion. But he would also take away, you see, he's not just trying to take away aid from Israel, he's trying to take away aid, so-called, from every country. And you have to ask yourself, how much money do the Arab countries get? And my understanding is that while Israel gets $3 billion, the Arab countries all put together, Egypt and these other countries, they get $12 billion. So look, if I reduce, aid to Israel of $3 billion, and I reduce aid of $12 billion to the Arab countries, namely Israeli enemies, am I hurting Israel or helping Israel? Well, it seems obvious that if you just look a little bit beneath the surface, I mean, the superficial thing is, oh, they're reducing $3 billion from Israel, therefore he hates Israel, and therefore he's an anti-Semite. But that's ridiculous. He is reducing the Arab countries by $12 billion, so relatively speaking, and that's the only way we can do it, not absolutely, but relatively, he is costing the Arab countries four times as much. Now, this idea of anti-Semitism is just ridiculous. I happen to be Jewish, and I've known him for 35 years, and I've interacted with him on many occasions, and I've never ferreted out anything like that. And if you ask him, who are his main mentors? Who are his main gurus? Who are the people that he bases his viewpoint on, he will mention two Jews, Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard. Now, what kind of an anti-Semite says, well, you know, my main heroes are Jews? I mean, would Hitler say that, or would any anti-Semite, any self-respecting anti-Semite, and I'm just joking when I say that. Now, look, he who pays the piper calls the tune. If the U.S. is giving Israel money hand over fist, then they reduce their sovereignty. They reduce the sovereignty of Israel. And Ron Paul is saying that what we should do is promote Israeli sovereignty. And, you know, Obama said that the reason or the starting point for the negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians should be the 1967 borders. Well, we used to have the 1967 borders, but the Arabs broke them and had a war, and they lost. Condoleezza Rice told the Israelis to postpone their attack on the Syrian nuclear installation. The U.S. was pushing Israel out of the Gaza. The U.S. under Eisenhower pushed Israel out of the Sinai Peninsula. Obama tells them not to build houses in Israel, rather in Jerusalem. There's the Iraq Scud missile situation. There are all sorts of things that Ron Paul has quite rightly said that the U.S. is violating Israeli sovereignty. So to say that he's an anti-Semite, well, you know, the people who say this say, well, you know, he took a picture with some members of the KKK. Well, KKK is not a good group. But when Ron Paul gives a speech to 10,000 people, hundreds of them come up afterward and take a picture with him, and he takes a picture with everyone. How is he supposed to know who's a member of the KKK? It's just crazy. The Republican Jewish Coalition had a debate, and they wouldn't invite him. And, you know, Jews are supposed to be known as people of the book, and people of the book means open to ideas. Well, how can you be open to ideas if you don't allow a viable candidate for the Republican nomination to even address you? Who's better to safeguard Israel, Netanyahu or Romney, Obama, and Hillary Clinton? Well, obviously Netanyahu. But Netanyahu has got one hand tied behind his back because when the U.S. sneezes, Israel catches a cold because with the present situation. They're just a satrap of ours. They're a dependency. So these are the reasons that I would reject this claim that he hurts Israel or he's anti-Semitic or both.
Well, I think that's a beautiful reply. Dee, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, excellent reply, gentlemen.
God bless, and thanks God very bless. Much. And we just keep praying. We don't know what's going to happen, Dee. We're in a terrible mess as a country. I just hope that, that God does intervene. And if he intervenes, it's not going to be, it'll be the way we'd like it to be rather than what he's probably going to do. Because I saw this sign recently on a car, and it says, "A God is coming soon," and boy, is he mad. God bless you. Okay.
All right.
Well, that was Chris Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. We're just about out of time. We're talking with Professor Walter Block, certainly of Loyola University, a professor of economics, and an art supporter of Congressman Ron Paul. And certainly there are a number of Jewish people who are supporting Ron Paul because they've thought about it. And, of course, the big problem is so often people simply take a position because, of course, somebody they know will tell you, oh, you can't support Ron Paul because he's anti-Semitic. And there are a lot of Christians who are not backing Ron Paul because, of course, they believe it doesn't support Israel. The last thing we want to do is blindly support Israel. I think that we should give the Israelis the ability to look after their own affairs rather than have them directed from Washington, D.C., because I believe there are certain people in Washington, D.C. who do not have Israel's best interests at heart. And certainly forcing the Israelis out of Gaza was a terrible mistake. The current effort to force them out of Judea and Samaria is a worse mistake. And certainly Israel was about to destroy the Hezbollah base up in Lebanon a few years ago. And we forced Israel to pull back and not to finish the job. If they'd finished the job, they would not have a dedicated, well-armed enemy on the north. Well, our guest today is Walter Block. Once again, the title of your book, Professor?
Let me just mention before the title of the book, there's this group called Jews for Ron Paul. Anyone can Google that and find a lot more information about that question. The title of my book is Yes to Ron Paul and Liberty. It's available on Amazon and Kindle.
And it's an excellent book. We certainly recommend it for you. Hang on there, Professor, just for a moment. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering into the last part of the a race, but it's not over until it's finished. And certainly, what the old adage is, well, it's not over until the fat lady sings. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens in Tampa, Florida, and, of course, how many states did they steal the election from?
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Professor Locke is simply saying that it's not over until it's over. A lot of young people will back us. Certainly Ron Paul, certainly a lot of the independents are going to back him. A lot of Democrats will vote for Locke, will actually back Ron Paul. So it would be very interesting if he could get the nomination. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen down there in Tampa. Professor Block, it's been a real pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. And anything comes up, give me a call. Anything you'd like to bring out, give me a call. We'll get you back on again.
That's great. Thanks. It's wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoy the program with Professor Block. I've certainly had him on earlier today. I've had him on before. And just a delightful guest. And certainly so astute and right on the cutting edge of what's going on. Well, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know why Rand Paul foolishly backed certainly Romney. I have heard a speech that Ron Paul gave 4 years ago pointing out that the McCain people had come to him and asked him to back John McCain, and Ron Paul could not back the Republican candidate John McCain because he simply didn't believe in him, and he did not believe he represented Republican principles, and said, I don't think Romney does either. So, but remember, Rand Paul is not Ron Paul. We're going to have to wait to see what Ron Paul has to say and what transpires here in the next couple of months. It's going to be an exciting time. But right now, of course, we need to point out that you need to get informed about what's going on. We can talk about politics. We can talk about history. But, of course, what we really need to talk about the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, directing the course of world events. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read Ted Flynn's excellent book, I've said The Hope of the Wicked, and he has another excellent book we carry. We have two books by Ted Flynn. You want to get them both and read both of them. Ted's a good friend, done a wonderful job on those two books. And then, of course, we hope, of course, you'll get our four-tape set on the Forbidden Secret, our four-tape set on the Dark Secret. That there's a DVD and a DVD and a syllabus on the Dark Secret, a DVD and a syllabus on the Forbidden Secret. Then, of course, we hope that you want to get one of our more recent DVDs. It's called The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deceptions, my interview with Norman Dodd. And then, of course, our latest DVD, the Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. We recommend this to you, and we hope that you'll be able to get this get it before as soon as you possibly can. And if you buy them from us and you want to make copies, you certainly have our permission to do it. As long as you're not making a profit, we want you to get the information out. We have 4 tape sets on aspartame. We have a brand new DVD by Betty Martini on aspartame. We have a 4 tape set on geoengineering, a 4 CD set on geoengineering, and we have a DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. We have a 4 tape set on certainly on smart meters, another one on Agenda 21. We have a brand new DVD on Agenda 21. So we certainly hope that you'll give serious consideration to calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. Get the items I mentioned. Certainly we do need financial help to maintain the network of stations we have, almost 70 outlets of one sort or another every single week. That would be telephone. It would be a shortwave. We're on shortwave 3 hours a day. We're on satellite 24 hours a day, and you can hear our satellite programs. You can hear our live programs on the Internet. You can hear our radio programs. So please pray for Radio Liberty and pray for our provision and protection until tomorrow evening at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
Thanks for listening.